John chapter number 1, verse 6 through 14. The Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verse number, chapter 1, verse number 6 through 14. I want to talk a little bit tonight about Christmas lights, or the Christmas light. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That would be John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, or of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And all God's people said, and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the Word that we've been able to read tonight. We pray, God, that You'd give us understanding. Help us to rightly divide it so that all that we say would be easily understood, so that we all may glorify You here tonight. Thank You for Christ, for Christmas, and for our salvation. We love You. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. One of my favorite Christmas decorations are the lights. I like lights on trees. I like lights, candles in windows. I like lights on houses. I like lights that radiate everywhere. And lights are not simply to be decorative, but lights at Christmas are to be symbolic. The Christmas tree we have in the foyer of the church has decorations, and every one of those decorations on that tree say something about Jesus. They mention something, some name of Christ. So everything on the tree is about Jesus. But we also have lights on that tree. And those lights themselves are symbolic of the light which came at Christmas. What are the lights of Christmas designed to spiritually tell the world? Well, let me share three of those with you here from our text. Number one, let me say some things about the requirement of the light. The requirement of the light. And I want to remind you tonight that the world is a dark place. The world is not getting better. The world is dark. And the world was a dark place when Jesus came. He came to a dark world. And in the darkness came the light. Now, when the Bible speaks of darkness or the need for light, what does the Bible speak toward? Well, number one, the world is dark because of iniquity or sin. The world is dark. Our world is dark. The world has been dark because sin covers the land. The world is full of sin. And full of sinners. And sin is often referred to as darkness. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light. In other words, men love their own sins. When we look at the world, we see at the time of the birth of Christ, there was violence, there was injustice, there was abuse of power, there was homelessness, there was oppression, there was grief, there was suffering. Sounds like our world today, doesn't it? You see, nobody wants to talk about sin anymore. Churches don't even want to mention sin anymore. But understand this, sin is everywhere in the environment in which we live. We live in a dark world. We live in a sinful world. We live in a world that is full of sin and full of iniquity, in need of light. Dark with sin, in need of light. And the truth is that at one time, before we were saved, we were all in darkness. We were all sinners. And we were all part of the problem. We added darkness to darkness. But also the Bible not only speaks of darkness as iniquity or sin, but oftentimes the Bible speaks of darkness as ignorance. The light comes to darkness, but the world knew him not. He came to his own, but his own received him not. We are in darkness, and no one knows enough to cure the problem. We're in darkness, and no one knows how to alleviate the suffering. What do we do? What do we try to do? Well, we try to fix things by using human resources to fix things. We look to human experts and we look to political parties for solutions. And our hopes are that this new political party, this new direction will bring some sort of help and encouragement and hope for our country. You see, we think that we can overcome the darkness that we are in. You see, the problem with America is not economic. It's sin. It's darkness. We think that darkness can be ended by using the intellect, or darkness can be ended by using innovation. We can overcome poverty. We can overcome injustice. We can overcome violence and evil. All we have to do is sort of work together and create this world of unity and peace. And the question is, can we? The only thing that can solve the problem of darkness is light. And I'm afraid that humanity largely misses it altogether. Humanity, at every time, even in the time of Christ, seems to forget that we are not God. And we desperately need God. Do you know that man has absolutely no light? None. Because we are sinners and because we are blind, we often miss the cure for darkness. In fact, everything we do leads to more darkness. Everything man does outside of Christ leads to more darkness. I'm afraid that our hopes in political parties is only going to lead to more debauchery. Because everything we do in the power of our own flesh just leads to more darkness. In fact, we make darkness darker. So really, Christmas is a realistic way of looking at things. Today gives us a very realistic way of looking at the world. Because Christmas says, and the coming of light says, things are really, really bad. People are really, really evil. People are really, really sinful. And people can't heal themselves. Things are really dark. Things are really bad. There is badness, there is evil, there is darkness that man cannot overcome, that political parties cannot fix, that money cannot cure. And everything we try to do just plunges us deeper in darkness. Amen? light comes because of darkness. Light comes because of sinfulness. Light comes because of evilness. Light comes because of inability to heal ourselves. Light comes because we simply make it darker. That's the realistic world. No matter how optimistic we want to be about the future, we live in a dark, sinful world. That's the requirement for light. Notice, secondly, the revealing of light. Verse 9, "That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." In the hopelessness of darkness, in the hopelessness of darkness and evil and sin, we find that there is hope. Not in man, not in political platforms, not in social change. Hope is in the dawning of light. You see, what Christmas really says is, we live in a bad world. We live in a dark world. We live in a sinful world. But there's hope. This day gives us hope. Why? Because the light came. And that's the glory of Christmas. Amen? That to the hopelessness of sin and to the hopelessness of evil, there shone a light that broke through the sin and broke through the evil and broke through the darkness. There is an overcoming of darkness. There is a victory over darkness. There is a triumph over darkness that happened on this day that we celebrate. And the only thing that can overcome darkness is light. Now understand that. The only thing that can overcome darkness is light, and man has no light. Notice the coming of the light. The light cometh into the world, which means that the light is not of this world. Because everything in this world is darkness. Do you know that you, even now as a saved individual, don't have any light? You're a reflector of light. Amen? Everything in this world is darkness. The light that comes in to overcome the darkness must come outside of our world. And I'm glad to tell you there's a light that is outside of this world. There is a hope, but it comes from outside of this world in which we live. There is a fix to our sinful problems, but it comes from outside of us. The light came into the world. You see, Christmas is more than just the birth of a baby. It's about light coming into the darkness of our world. It is why we are saved, right? It's why I was saved. It's exactly how I was saved. God sent light. I couldn't save myself. Nobody could save me for me. But listen, God sent light. You with me? In the darkness, in sinfulness, in shamefulness, God gave us hope by sending the light. And there is hope for every unbeliever. There's hope for every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world because the light came to the world. The coming of the light. And then I want to share with you the character of the light. What does light do? Light came into the world from outside of the world, but what does the light do? Well, light does what? It reveals. If you come into a dark room, what's the first thing you do? You turn on the light. And the reason is that you can't see without the light. Do you understand? We can't see without the light. We cannot see without the light. Spiritually, we can't see without the light. That tree out there, people that drive by are able to see it at night. But if the lights weren't on that tree, they wouldn't even know a tree was in that foyer. You with me? What does light do? Well, light provides life. The light comes and the light provides life. You know, nothing lives without light. It is one of the staples of necessity for existence. If the sun goes out, we all freeze to death, right? Because the sun, S-U-N, is the source of all earthly life. And we know the Bible tells us that we are spiritually dead, without life, which means that we have the absence of light, because light brings life. And if we are absent of the light, we are absent of life. So this light that John speaks about here that comes into the world is bringing life, spiritual life for spiritually dead people, entrapped in darkness, enslaved to sin. Light provides life, and light reveals truth. Light shows you exactly the way things are. If you can close the door and turn off the lights, you can say it's clean when it's not clean, right? But when the lights come on, it reveals the reality of the situation, right? The only way we can know ourselves, the only way we can know our sinfulness, the only way we can truly know the need of our repentance and how to turn to God for salvation is because of the light. There's no salvation, there's no repentance, there's no acknowledgement of sin unless God sends the light into darkness. Or else we just remain blind in our own darkness. But He sends the light. Why? So that we may see the reality of our own self, our own sinfulness, our own need of repentance, our own need to turn from our sin and turn to God. The light shows us that. And then, not only does the light reveal our ugliness, but the light reveals God's beauty. It reveals our despair, but it reveals the joy we are to have in the Lord. He is the true light, John says. And the reason I know that I'm a sinner, the reason that I know that I need God, and the reason I know that He is the answer is because of the light. Not because I suddenly got real smart and figured it out. No, because the light came into the world and shone on my heart. So John says here that the light, the true light, not a fake light, the true light, which lighteth every man, cometh into the world. Therefore, we have hope. The hope for America is not in a political party. The hope for America is in the light. Amen? The hope for our world is in the light. The hope for the Middle East is in the light. There is no other hope except the light. Notice thirdly and finally, the reception of the light. The light has come into the world and shines, but if the light is not received, the light is not helpful. Is that right? John says, those who receive Him are those who He has empowered to be the sons of God and who have believed on His name. And then he says, this believing, this empowering, this receiving doesn't happen by natural descent. It doesn't happen by birth. It doesn't happen by the will of man. It doesn't happen by the will of another, but it happens according to the will of God. That's what John says. The light came 2,000 years ago, the light came. We celebrate it today. 2,000 years ago, the light came. And yet, much of the world is still in darkness. There are some who have seen the light. There are some who have received the light. There are some who believe. But the majority of the world is in darkness tonight. Not receiving the light. Not receiving the hope. Well, let me identify the light. Notice what John says here. He changes words. He's speaking about the light that comes into the world. The world knows it not. The light comes into his own. He's not received by his own. And then in verse number 14, he doesn't say the light. He says the what? The word. He wants us to make sure that we understand exactly who he's speaking about when he says the true light. Because he's already said earlier in the chapter, right? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's the same word that John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Who is the light? Jesus. He's the light. The light came into the world. The light was the Word. The Word became flesh. The Word is Jesus Christ. The eternal existing Son of God came, left the glories and the splendors of heaven, took upon flesh so that He would be light in our darkness. And let me say this. Jesus Christ does not possess light. Nor does He give light. He is light. Therefore, if you don't have Christ, you don't have light. And if you don't have light, you don't have life. Life is not in good works. Life is not in service. Life is not in being a nice person. Life is having the light that is Jesus Christ. And there is no hope except in Christ. The Muslims, it's a hopeless religion. The Jews, a hopeless religion. The only hope that mankind has is in Christ. And we today celebrate that the world in which we live, the dark world in which we live, has hope. Because God gave us the light, Jesus Christ, who brings us life. The light has come and we now have hope in Him. The light came 2,000 years ago and it has not ceased to shine since He came. And the light that John says, the light came, and now that light what? It dwells with and in God's people. The only light we have is a light that indwells us, the reflection of the light of Christ. Don't hide your light. Let it radiate, reflect the light of Christ in you. The world needs light. The world will perish without light. So the identification of the light is that this is the Word that was with God, the Word that was God. It is Christ. And then let me say that there is the idea of the incarnate light. God sends the light. And how does He send it? Well, He sends light in the flesh. And who is that in the flesh? Who is that Jesus Christ in the flesh? It is God Himself. The glory of Jesus is the glory of the Father because Jesus and the Father and the Spirit are all God. That doesn't mean we have three gods. It means we have one God in three persons. It is the marvel of the Trinity in which the Father, the Son, and the Spirit make up the triune Godhead. And Jesus said, if you've seen Him, or you've seen me, you've seen Him. The only light is the light that God has. And so God Himself came, took off on flesh to give us light. God, the light, became flesh and brought us life. And John says He is full of grace and full of truth. What do you believe tonight? Well, you believe truth, don't you? And John says, Jesus Christ, the Word, is the truth. God sent the truth. God Himself came. He's the truth. We believe in Christ, the Son of God. And it's all by grace. There was not one earthly reason that God would come. I would fully understand if God left us to perish in our darkness. But He didn't. But there's no reason in us. The only reason we can find is in Him. He is a God of all grace. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the life. He is grace. Do you believe that? And does that belief change everything you know? You know, when this life is over, the Bible says the lost will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Is that right? And the Bible describes the place as a place of utter darkness. Utter torment, but utter darkness. The lost will go from earthly darkness to eternal darkness. Their entire existence will be without light. And yet, those who have received the light, those who have seen the light, received the light, the Bible says they will spend eternity in the light. Matter of fact, it says the light of heaven will be so great there will be no more need for the sun, S-U-N. Eternal punishment is the absence of light. Eternal glory is the eternal presence of light. And Jesus Christ is the light. The sad truth is that people have seen the lights of Christmas. They have seen our lights of Christmas, but they have failed to see the light that those lights represent. And Christmas cannot be properly understood, nor can it be properly celebrated or worshiped until they see the light of Christmas. May we pray that they would see the light. It's their only hope. Amen? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the light that has come to shine in the darkness of not only the world we live in, but our own hearts that are desperately wicked and dark, evil. And yet, the love of God motivated You to send the light. For God Himself to come, the light of the world would come and would bring light to our darkness and life to our deadness and hope to the hopeless. We celebrate this day because we have found the light. We have received the light. We will spend eternity with the light. And our hope tonight is in the light and the light of Christ alone. But we pray those who have their hopes in something else, those who are living their lives in darkness and don't even know it, those who will spend their eternity in darkness in the lake of fire and aren't even aware of it, we pray that they would see the light, receive the light, become the sons of God, and believe that God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the light and our only hope, our only salvation in Christ. May that be true. And may we pray that many would come to see the light before we celebrate our next Christmas here. In Christ's name and for Jesus' sake, we pray.